I stared at the letter in my hand. I was making the same face I made a few moments earlier when checking my phone messages. It's not a pretty face. You wouldn't like it. Dear Ms. Bombay, your application has been accepted. We are thrilled to have you as a contestant in the new television program, Survival. We received thousands of applicants for the show, but quite frankly, your video blew everyone away here at CAB Network. I don't think I've ever seen anyone defuse an explosive device so quickly. You are exactly what we are looking for. In a few days, you should receive a complete package in the mail with all of the information you will need. I look forward to meeting you next month. Sincerely, Bob Toole, Executive Producer, CAB. Well, that wasn't right. I never applied to be on Survivor. True, it was one of my favorite shows, but I think I'd remember submitting an application. It's not like I go around videotaping myself defusing bombs every day. Okay, there was that once, but I just wanted to see what it looked like in third person. It was my little egoist guilty pleasure. No one knew I had it, or at least I thought no one knew. So maybe that's what Bob is talking about. If I didn't send it in, who did? Mom! The unanimous shout came from my two teenaged sons, Montgomery and Jackson Bombay. My name is Mississippi Bombay, but I prefer Missy. In here, I responded suspiciously. Did they do this? Monty and Jack popped their heads into the doorway simultaneously. Fraternal twins, you'd never look at them and even think they were related. Monty was tall and gangly, with dark hair and green eyes. Jack was short and stocky with a shock of unruly red hair and freckles. In spite of their physical differences, the boys shared one obnoxious personality. Do I need to ask? I waved the letter at them. Monty snatched it out of my hands and began to read.
Cool! Mom, this rocks!
Jack grabbed it from his brother and scanned the page.
Oh my God!
He shouted it as one word.
How cool are you? Why didn't you tell us?
From the looks on their faces, I surmised they didn't do it.